In rare form and fried and whiskey bought us a vod, tipsy and tanked and sloppy and cranked. Lotto invisible, gunman stinged all messed up, tore up, looped up, boozed up, flickered up, banged up, lit up, hooched up, buzzed and jazzed and glazed and bombed, ripped and pissed and blitzed and bombed, sawed and locked and corked on sober, shot and sopped and subtly tober, smash, trash, bash, mash, buzzy, fuzzy, dizzy, merry, screwed and glowing and nuked and blowing at two. And jiggered and gone and piffle, juiced and happy and seeing triple, loaded, polluted, toasted and stupid, inebriated, intoxicated, annihilated, saturated, lubricated, marinated, retarded, obliterated, pixelated, three sheets to the wind. Licked and plowed and mellow and bush, cocked and silly and hammered and crushed, drenched and wrenched and slammed and wasted, corked and skunked and sloshed, lambasted, blasted and festered, shellacked and whacked and crunk and drunk.
Sunday, June 17th, 2012. I'm Jeff.
I'm back, and I'm Damon.
I'm Robert.
Yeah. Welcome to Cause Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 164. And I'm not hungover. How about you guys?
I've been better.
I'm using my wrong mic, so hold on a second.
I don't know if I'm hungover or if I'm just tired or what.
Probably both.
Probably both. Granted, I got, well, we'll talk about it later. Robert's not hungover.
No,
he's high on crack. Ass crack.
Well, yeah.
Ass crack!
Got to get my fun in somewhere.
There you go.
Speaking of people who got laid last night, or this morning, hungover.
I was not hungover at the time.
At the time.
No, you were still drunk.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
So for those of you just now tuning in and don't know about this, that we aren't on one of our many, many websites that we're on, we had a power hour challenge yesterday. Those of us who were drinking, not me, decided to have a Google Plus hangout. You can find the video on Google Plus.
It'll be in our notes. It's in the feedback.
Our notes. Awesome. But what a power hour is 60 shots in 60 minutes.
And let me give us the quick the results of this drinking challenge, the power hour.
Two wrecked bathrooms, a trash can.
And Damon's sanity, because Damon was the first out. We actually got to watch him throw up live on tape.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You can watch it. You can watch the outcome too on YouTube.
Thank you for the feedback in the show notes.
Or your website, actually. I think I embedded it into the post. Yeah. Yeah, so actually just go to comes.loud.com. It's right there on the front page. So
nice.
One of our posts. So we're good on being on you're good on being able to see it. It's the CWL Power Hour is on the air. We had our link to the live show and now, well, it's a YouTube recording.
Second place. Who was in second place? Oh, that was Jeff. Jeff quit after what, 51?
Oh, I was so close.
It was about 51. So
I was the winner. I managed to drink 61 shots.
I got.
Yeah,
I
Ben did the whole hour.
I did better than I did last time.
Yeah.
True.
That's great.
No.
But also in the outcome, yes, I did. Relieve myself of the
the pain
of the alcohol. Yes, and I believe Ben also did.
Yeah, but I did like 3 minutes after I took my 61st shot, so technically I'm still the winner. So
yes, I'm not saying you're not the winner. I'm just saying that you did.
I will not be having the Daily's Mojito wine cooler anytime soon. I also point out too that what I was drinking had about 2.9% more alcohol by volume than Jeff's beer, and probably at least that much over Damon's. So
yeah, but you had probably about 20 pounds, 40 pounds on me.
Will you shut the hell up?
Concede, damn it, concede.
No kidding.
All right, he said he won. I'm just saying there's reasons why you won.
Well, let's just say I've got 40 pounds on Ben. So.
He didn't eat the goddamn thing.
I didn't drink.
Well, he had to work. He had a valid excuse.
No, he could have gone to work shit-faced.
No.
Been a really bad idea, but he would have been able to go to work.
One does not go to Target shit-faced.
Unless you're going there to purchase something.
Yeah, if one has to go to work shit-faced at Target, one goes completely blotto and then just goes into the team area, lays on a couch, and just doesn't move for, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours. Mm. My shift was only 4 hours. So.
Oh, that's right. Oh, damn, that sucks.
Oh, I should have gone to work drunk and then still been drunk when I left. Might have made the day go by easier. Today's theme. Last night I get to work and they're like, oh, by the way, you're in men's. And nobody's been in men's since the day started. Nobody's been in the men's department since the morning. And I was like, okay, great. I get to pick up all this shit up off the floor.
Yay.
Anyway, so the power hour, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Well, we could do a little bit, I guess, because I didn't just have the power hour this weekend. I did other stuff too. Because I mentioned it during the test run of the show, but it is actually me and my partner Jim's 9th anniversary.
Yay! Yay!
Happy anniversary. So,
it's a good thing Trololo got knocked off.
Yeah, whatever. But
that joke is dead, Ben. Leave it where it is. Where Damon put it in its grave with a nice wreath of roses.
A nice Aretha Franklin? What?
Oh, God, fuck it. I don't care. I'm not drunk. I haven't been drinking. And I still am fucking up.
But anyway, the we got to see on Friday a really awesome musical called Next to Normal. And it's a fairly new musical. It won the Pulitzer Prize. It was intense. It's about basically it's a family, and the mother is dealing with mental illness and several different things, and she's imagining that her son is still alive. He was killed when he was 8 months old, and it's now been like 18 years. And just the music of this was very intense. It's a very much a, like, I don't want to call it operatic, but in the sense that everything is kind of sung, like emotions actual dialogue is sung, and it was really, really awesome, really, really intense, great performance, great production. There were a few bad things, but the set was awesome. I really wish I could. One guy took a picture. I didn't take one. I wanted to, but the set was amazing. Kind of like a glass house with these really awesome blue lights. So... that's not what we did to celebrate our anniversary, but it was one of the things that we did together. It's one of the things that we enjoy doing together.
Now, Damon, really great we have a question from the panel.
What's that?
How far did you get into the power hour?
How far did I get into the power hour?
No, that's not a question for the panel. That was a question for the poll.
But Damon, tell us, how far did you get?
I didn't get very far, apparently. If I recall,
you got about halfway, didn't you?
I got about halfway.
I think the problem is this is why you need to use a still beverage versus a soft beverage. It's just I think the carbonation would be part of the problem.
Yeah, I think it does, because that's one of the problems I was having was.
It's called burping, dude.
Yeah, I was burping a lot.
You were, Damon, the gassy fool.
So don't try to hold it in. I mean, we're getting drunk on beer, man. Of course you're gonna.
Well, it wasn't that I was trying to hold it in. It's just I was just like,
was it
this
coming
is
out?
Really, this is really, yeah, this is starting to come up. Let me.
And it did.
Yeah. So I had a beer that I opened just so I can show it to you guys. And then I opened two more and filled up that bottle that I had. Two or three.
Shift it around to get a little bit of the carbonation out as best it can.
Yeah. So I noted I didn't drink the full, I drank the full bottle of beer. The rest of the stuff, I didn't drink all of it. So I'm thinking I got about three beers and I did finish all of it. That's it.
I did have half of my sixth beer. So I did get a full 60 ounces. My shot glass was more than an ounce. Was that like an ounce and a half? So
yeah.
Any consolation, I did make it through. I just did it too fast.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Okay, gentlemen, we have to have 1 ounce shot glasses.
I don't think there is such a thing.
Well, there are such things.
A standard shot size is 1.5 ounces. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you could always find a jigger. One of those little things that's got 2 ounces
on it. Why not just grab you like a teaspoon and just...
Teaspoon's not an ounce. It's
a tablespoon.
It's a tablespoon, yeah.
So just grab you a tablespoon and drink out of that.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure you could find a measuring cup that's that small.
Be sure to join us in a month when we do the karaoke challenge.
Oh.
Damon will be judging that one.
Thanks. I won't be participating, unfortunately. I hate that. Because I love karaoke. Okay,
that's why he'll be judging.
Nice. Okay. So did anyone else do anything fun this weekend besides the power hour?
Not particularly.
We are really hungover.
No, we're not hungover.
We're just pathetic.
We just don't have much to do.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately for Ben, there's nothing to do out in the middle of BFE.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Well, you can make your own fun out there.
You're a fine one to talk about living in BFE.
Oh hell! I make no bones about it. I live in the middle of nowhere, culturally, personally, physically. I am very safe and fine in the middle of nowhere. But then, of course, California is not really meant to be a. It's as I was telling a friend, LA is not a walking city.
There's no Special K in LA.
Oh.
Thanks to Jizz for that one.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyone else do anything fun since we're trying to?
No.
Okay.
No.
So,
no.
But
I will say this much. I did change the thumbnail on the YouTube deal to Jeff holding up two glasses of alcohol. I thought that was a little more appropriate than seeing me snapping my fingers like Olay.
Hey, some of our commenters had fun with your snapping.
Yes, they did. I think some of our commenters just had too much fun, period. But you know what, though? We have gained some new listeners and some new people out of this, including Shadow Master 3601, Jamie Took, and Panda Buffet.
Panda Buffet!
And by the way, to Chris Gertie, shut the hell up, dude. We're not going to do Power Hour once a week.
No.
The hell's wrong with you? And also Buzz Foster, who is now probably going to follow us like graciously. By the way, we actually had somebody actually flagged one of Thor Turtle's comments as spam.
Really?
Yeah, I unflagged it.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it was his bong hits.
Oh, who cares?
Oh, please.
He's probably a kid.
Yeah, and he was probably just as fucked up as you guys were.
Yep, like I said before, there's no Special K in LA. Or anywhere else.
Anywho.
So moving. All right.
Moving right along.
Are we doing any cross promotion?
Yes. Quickly.
Okay. Quickly.
So this In this week's Reel of COL Movies, it's Pride Month. So the boys take a look at Malcolm Ingram's 2007 documentary, Small Town Gay Bar. After leaving Mississippi, they head to deep space with the crew of Ridley Scott's Prometheus. From there, it's on to Middle Earth to find out if Peter Jackson's trailer for The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, tickles their fancy. In movie news, House joins RoboCop, Valve gets into the movies, and Ryan Johnson gives us his thoughts on 3D. It's the 109th Reel of COL Movies. I like Dick. Men happen to have them.
Nice.
Nice.
And I have to apologize real quickly that there was not a new episode of Heat Sinks this week, and that is simply not my – actually, it's not my fault. It's actually the fault of Sony Vegas. As most of y'all know by now, I put in an SSD drive in my computer this last week, and in the process of putting everything back where it was, Sony Vegas took my project and turned it into this mishmash. It looks like a freaking dubstep video now. And I'm tempted to post it just to let y'all see what it looks like, but hopefully Monday I will have a special version of Heat Sinks. We're entitling it What the Hell Is This? It was actually the idea for a separate show where you have samples sent to me. I open them and see what the hell you sent me. But since I couldn't get enough for a second episode, it's just going to be a special one-time episode of Heat Sinks. So be sure to join me for What the Hell Is This? Heat Sinks, coming up probably on Monday.
Sweet.
And let me tell you, I got some interesting samples, including the NoHo, the NoHo condoms, Atkins energy bars, and coffee.
Sweet.
And the Atkins bars are actually pretty good.
I've heard that.
Yeah,
because the Atkins bars, I think I know what you're talking about.
The only problem is, though, when you do get a bit of that non-sugar, that weird sweetener they use aftertaste. But other than that, they're not bad. But I've noticed, though, all those diet bars like that, it's all chocolate and peanuts. And it's like, really?
Well, yeah. Protein.
Well, fuck the protein. I want flavor. Because chocolate and peanut butter after a while kind of get.
Yeah, I tried one of those Clif bars years ago and couldn't even get through it.
They're rough. That's like chewing on corrugated cardboard.
Mm. I actually think the cardboard might be tastier.
Especially if enough hands have been on it, yeah.
Okay.
And just remember, there's still no Special K in LA.
Okay. And, you know, as far as everybody else is, there, unfortunately, folks, because it's because of the show yesterday and today, there's not going to be a poll this week. But Jeff, do we have any results on Lexi's poll?
Well, actually, I was thinking about one. I put a possible question in the chat room, but nobody said anything about it. But that's beside the point.
Better yet. Okay, hold on. Our poll this week is, what did you think of the Power Hour? Was it spectacular? Was it great? Was it okay? Was it lame? Or please don't ever do this again.
All right, write that down in the doc so I can create that poll.
Great.
Doc, just, not chat. Doc.
I will. I'm just typing it now.
Just okay, or please don't ever do that again.
At any case.
And please actually, go to YouTube and watch it.
There are actually a couple of people on Bruiser that would prefer that we never do that again. You know who you are, and you shall remain nameless for now. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen.
You know, I went to the link of the that was in our show notes, and for some reason, when the video loaded, it was 26 minutes in, and I was dropping my pants.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sigh.
So, another reason why you should watch. See me drop my pants.
Yeah, that's always exciting.
Last week, we were asking, how furry do you like your men? Do you like him hairy, barely hairy, Sasquatch, Cousin It, Twink, or Other? We got 16 votes. 6 people said hairy. 4 said barely hairy. Sasquatch was 3. Cousin It was 2. And 1 for Twink. By the way, you were able to do multiple choice, so 16 may have just actually been... may not have been 16 people because of multiple choices. Nobody said anything about Other.
Wow.
That happens. That's weird. Well, what other are you going to have? I mean, really?
It kind of covers things, but I don't know. Maybe they have sort of different description. I would have liked to see.
Well, no other could cover, you know, barely hairy top and furry bottom. And that always looks weird to me.
And by furry the way, bottom. I want to say real quick congratulations to Shirtlifter Bear, who just graduated nursing school.
Yay!
Rumor has it Damon needs a sponge bath.
After that, damn power hour.
We may all need a sponge bath after that.
So one highlight of the Power Hour is me dropping my pants about a third of the way through the entire video. It was an hour and 23 minutes and 3 seconds. I think it's well worth your time. Also, if you're looking to play the Power Hour, this would actually be one great way of being able to play the Power Hour because it's equipped with the doorbell.
And by the way, we gave away a copy of the Power Hour to who won it?
David? Panda Buffet.
Panda Buffet.
Panda Buffet. So congratulations, the Panda Buffet.
I still got it. I haven't given it because we haven't gotten the contact information yet.
Well, it hasn't even been 24 hours yet.
And I sent him a message on YouTube, so hopefully he'll get back to us.
Offer expires next week.
Yeah, and then we give it to Shadow Master after all. And by the way, I want to say a special hello to Zach Taylor, who I think is absolutely on crack today, because not only did he post Xanadu at 10:03 a.m., then he posted the Sesame Street C is for Cookie video, and he just reminded all of us that tonight on the National Geographic Channel on the show Taboo is Puppy Play.
Oh.
So if you've got the National Geographic Channel, check out Taboo tonight for Puppy Play. And Zach Taylor says he's never done cocaine, and there's no special K in LA. So there you go.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That song is stuck in my head right now. Thank you, Jizz.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Okay.
Hey, if I could have done special K, why don't we do the special
that
K?
That boy ain't right.
No.
No.
Well, no, you two can eat. Hold on. You two can eat the bowls of cereal. I'll do the special K. The other special K.
Yeah, but next thing you know, you're in a K hole, and you know.
Yeah, that could be interesting to watch.
God. Anyways,
where were we?
Talking ladies about General Zombie Ben.
Talking about the Power Hour. So, did anyone learn anything fun from the Power Hour?
Watching E3 get drunk is amazing.
Yeah, I learned something. The older you get, the worse hangovers hurt.
Yeah.
I didn't get a hangover at all.
See, I obviously didn't get one because, one, I didn't get through the whole thing, and two, I got a lot of it out of me.
Literally. Yeah. I think it was the carbonation in Damon's case.
I will agree with that. I think
the carbonation, you were taking it too fast. Well, your beer was also ice cold, and Jeff had reminded us it needed to be at room temperature.
Well, it wasn't ice cold.
Oh, well. It was cold. It was a lot colder than the beer that I was drinking.
It was a cold, refreshing Bud Select.
But yes, it's much, much easier to swallow when you have a relatively warmer beer.
Well, could be on the cool side.
That also,
you know?
That also works with semen, too, because cold semen's not cute.
I really don't think I could. Oh, that was bad, Ben. Bad, Ben.
Well, you left the door
that
open.
That boy ain't right.
You got that right.
Oh, by the way, Damon, did you perform this week?
No. Actually, our concerts are next weekend.
Concert? Who is the concert for?
Who is the concert? It's Cincinnati Men's Chorus. Here we go. We actually, I could talk about that for real quick.
Nope.
Really quick. Shut up.
Okay, I got my finger on the button.
Our concert next week is called It Gets Better. It'll be Saturday the 23rd at 8, Sunday the 24th at 3.
That needs to be the theme of one of our future shows. It gets better, comma, or does it?
And what we're doing is obviously part of Pride, but it's one of the things we've been doing is this year-long story, 21, coming of age, being a gay man. We started with anticipation. Actually, we started with wonderment. Anticipation. Now we're doing It's Better.
Every time I think of anticipation, I get it confused with that 80s songs.
Constant Craving?
No. Hold on. Fascination.
Oh.
But every time I hear anticipation, I always want to think I'm a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
So yes. the music is going to be, it's a lot of basically songs that make you kind of talking about proud of who you are, being also, okay with who you are.
Will you be doing Gloria Gaynor's I Am What I Am?
No.
Oh.
But we are doing Proud, the Heather Small Proud. We're doing True Colors. We're doing Fix You. Crap. We're doing Make Your Own Kind of Music, the Mama Cass. God damn it. And the big thing we're doing, and I'm going to go ahead and mention this now, I may actually change my pick, but we're doing a song called Testimony, which was written by Stephen Schwartz, who wrote the musical Wicked, among other things. And it's based on the videos that came out during the Trevor Project's It Gets Better thing. And it is amazing, amazing song. We're going to be one of the first choruses that are doing it outside of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus that had made the video. It's San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, not Cincinnati Men's Chorus.
It's a men's chorus. It's gonna get it.
Okay.
So awesome. Moving on.
Because you know, because Tim was had the Capital City men's chorus. So because it's the Capital City men's chorus, it would do the same thing because you know it's a men's chorus, just like the Twin Cities men's chorus.
And then don't forget about the most famous one in the nation, the Turtle Creek Corral.
Well, it doesn't have men's chorus in it.
Yeah, but still, same difference.
Okay. Anyway, so yes, beautiful, beautiful song. Maybe I will go ahead and find a link and add it to the show notes.
That is a good question, though, Damon. Have you ever actually heard the Turtle Creek Corral perform?
I have not heard them perform.
This is when I moved down to a different screen. You had to say something.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I have not heard them actually perform. I've only, I've heard their music, but I've not actually heard them perform.
Quite good. They are, if I'm not mistaken, they are, if not the top rated, one of the top rated in the nation consistently.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay, so moving on. It's time for Love on Craigslist. And this week, I think I have the sweetest, most loving Craigslist ad ever. And it's not about a dirty old man in the van bat down by the river, but it might as well be. Oh. To the redheaded MILF jogging in the park Sunday mornings.
Oh, God.
I hope you realize that my perving was directed at you and only you, and absolutely no part of it was meant for your young daughter, niece, juvenile jogging companion. As implied, I enjoy the perks of jogging at Audubon, and one of those is being able to ogle on the sly. It helps me forget it's been too long since I was jogging regularly, and I usually wear sunglasses to keep my baser proclivities to myself. You are stacked. I like redheads, and my sunglasses were missing. You see where this is going, right? Anyway, I must congratulate you on getting your young companion to run completely concealed behind you, only to emerge at what was, for me, the worst possible time. Do you practice that? It must be the best ogle stopper in the business. I swear when she popped out from behind you, my libido panicked and imploded in about a nanosecond.
Oh, my God.
It took effort not to lose a cry of, "Dirty pool. Well played, MILF. Well played." Anyway, I'm sorry if the young lady was hit with creep shrapnel. That really isn't my thing. I apologize if my perusing of your goods was offensive, too. See you around.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Are you serious?
That one was out of New Orleans. So.
Oh, God. That was... Oh, my God.
That's just scary.
Yeah.
Oh, dear
dangerous
God.
Wrong. Oh.
Can you beat that one?
No.
No. Ben wins for this week.
Automatically. But I will go ahead and... I found this... Yesterday was Pride in Columbus, Ohio, and obviously, you know, in other cities, too. But I went... So I decided to go to Columbus to see if I can find something. And I found this one. And I'm actually going to post the link so you can see the picture.
Never mind. I'm just going to be quiet. I had a bad thought on that one. Oh, okay. God. It's got a picture?
It's got a picture.
Holy fucking shitballs.
Yes.
It's Jude.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Master needed, 43. We are a femdom couple.
How the hell does that work?
I don't know. We are a femdom couple. Mistress is looking for me a master that would train me and punish me on a regular basis. Regular basis.
Regular.
Mistress says when I'm with the master, he will be the boss and owner of me, and she will not say any deferred, and that will that I well obey every word that the master wishes. Oh, my God. Mistress wants a master that would be her friend and that they would be able to chat a lot about what they both can do to me in my training and punishments. Mistress says when I'm bad, she can go. She can only go so fair with my punishments, and this way she can let the master know what I did, and he can take me farther and harder than she can. We are into BDSM, CBT, bi, femming, and anything that the master wishes and wants is fine by us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I mean, seriously?
And
wow.
I don't know how long this ad will be up. If we want to post the picture, it's...
I already have.
Oh, thank God. Because that's just...
scary.
Scary.
Oh, my.
All right.
Oh, I think my eyes have been permanently burned out. Thank you.
And that was literally the first one I saw.
Oh, God.
And I went, that's awesome. That's it. That's perfect.
Okay.
And when are you meeting up with them?
This side of fuck you never.
Okay, so I'm sending the boys the link to this one. It's coming out of LA, so our LA Las Vegas well-to-do friend sought 36. Let's see. Handsome, healthy, friendly, chocolate in shape man seeks the finer things in life, which include a wealthy suitor to introduce me to the lush life. I'm trustworthy and well-traveled and love to live life to the fullest. I love expensive toys, autos, traveling, and having a good time. You are wealthy and love to help out those who are less privileged than you and want to bring someone less fortunate up with the fine arts of wealth.
So
this
in other words,
is serious.
So in other words, he wants a sugar mama.
Oh, no, this is gay.
He wants a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Happy and Father's Day.
He wants a sugar Paul Lind.
Happy Father's Day.
And when I saved this to my computer, I saved it as Gold Digga.
Gold digga.
Wow. I'm not sure what I just don't know.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, the picture I sent you guys, it's one of the three that he had up there, and it's him in a fur.
He has a fur.
He's wearing a fur in LA.
It must be fake.
Well, it's nice you can find fur in LA, because you sure as hell can't find Special K.
Oh,
gonna beat that horse with a stick for everything you got.
Until 8/7 Central and Mountain.
Oh God.
Ooh, tasted like mojito.
Oh. Anywho, yeah, that's
this week's Love on Craigslist.
Wow. Unless Jeffrey has one, I don't know if he does or not.
That would be no.
Guess not. Oh, hey.
He's too busy typing.
Sorry, I've been working on a poll, so I haven't been paying too much attention.
What's his name?
Poll.
Yeah.
He's either working it or smoking it. You decide.
I'm working on posting that poll.
Oh, God.
Trying to get an image.
Yeah, at least you didn't say I'm mounting it.
But the dismount would be spectacular.
Yes, it would
absolutely
be.
Absolutely fabulous.
Tens across the board, honey.
So, on to our picks for this week.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay. Well, you say that now until I reveal mine.
Okay.
Both of mine, these three guys have already seen, but I had to just put them out there. Oh. And there's actually two of them, because right now the viral song of this year has got to be Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe. And I've actually found a really good cover from Tayson Dave. Everybody probably knows him better as Mr. Chocolate Rain. And actually, this version is actually, I think it's very good.
Oh, good God.
I do. It's his voice.
It's different.
You know, and Damon, you of all people should recognize his singing talent. He's actually very talented.
Uh-huh.
That's why you're not going to be doing the karaoke challenge.
Uh-huh.
But actually, the other version is a cover by Mikey Boltz. And this guy, first of all, is absolutely, I think he's an adorable little cub boy. And Robert likes his little creeper friend in the video. Let's just put it this way. Yeah, so text me maybe. That's all I've got to say. But check that out if you like cute little cub boys, because I would not kick him out of my bed. Yes, guys, he is straight, but that doesn't mean anything, as we all know.
Well, we'll get him in a power hour, and then we'll see how he goes.
Only if he can be with me in person.
Yeah.
God.
So, Robert, do you have some more artwork for us?
I do. I ran across I ran across this,
Robert,
actually on Tumblr.
He's so predictable.
Oh, I know. I was actually going to do a YouTube video, but then I saw this the guy's name. It's not the artist, but it's the writer. His name is Dresden Kodak, or that's what he goes by online. And he did a redesign of the X-Men.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yeah.
He went, instead of doing mutants, he went alien technology, aliens. He turned the Celestials. Those of us who are Marvel people will know what the Celestials are.
Exactly.
He turned the Celestials into a race of alien beings who did experiments on people, and not just put the Celestial seed into them. And so,
isn't that a tea?
Yeah, Celestial seasonings tea. Yeah,
yes. You too can be one of them. Just grab a box.
Anyway, but.
The Celestial seed?
Yes.
Yeah, the raspberry zinger is really good.
I like
seed.
Yeah. No, we went there, Jeff, already. You're just now catching up.
Yes.
anyway, but I really like him, his take on it. And
yeah.
The artist. It was really fascinating, you know, Xavier. You know, especially like his take on Xavier, because Xavier was actually, you know, a young mobile man who hadn't been forced into a wheelchair, and he only projected that so he'd be taken more seriously.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and his change up of the powers of what he did to Wolverine and that kind of stuff, that was actually really cool. But yeah, so Dresden Kodak, his X-Men redesign, it's going to be in the show notes, but yeah, check it out. It's a long post, but it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. I saw this before you, mentioned it today. And it was really freaking cool. I mean, just looking at it and
being, but unfortunately he doesn't plan on going back to it. So
yeah,
he's also done some other redesigns for DC characters, which were really cool.
But I tell you, the one I got a kick out of this week is actually Damon's pick. I've seen this before. And this is,
okay. Yes. This, oh my God. I forget who posted it on, Facebook, but I saw this and it's Sadness, Barbie and Ken behind the scenes, and it is these really, I mean, really good photos of like Barbie and Ken in the dream house and all these fun, weird little things. You know, we're making, basically they've made Ken into this closeted gay, and Barbie just this.
Seriously.
Yeah. He had more clothes than her.
No kidding.
I like the very last one where she dykes out.
Yes. But I saw this and I like loved it, and I love the, I don't know who took the pictures, but it's just really, they're really great and really
actually,
well done.
I can answer that. That would be Vancouver based photographer Dina Goldstein, known for her Fallen Princess series, which I have also seen.
Yeah. So it really just really well done and really captures like what you would think of Barbie and Ken being in real life.
Yeah.
And just, even though they still kind of look like dolls, it just is,
it gives
beautiful.
Them more of a human touch.
Yeah.
Right.
I love the next to the last picture where she walks into the room and
he's had an afternoon delight.
Yeah.
Actually, that reminds me of a picture I saw years ago, and it was Barbie, and she was in the bathroom, and Ken's body was cut up, and his his head, Skipper's head, and somebody else's head was all floating in the bathtub.
Nice.
And I just I posted that so many times on Facebook, it just cracked me up. But yeah, this is actually a really awesome photo set.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a bunch of them on there. I've got another one we'll have to look at sometime. It's actually called, they actually have subtitled it, Blowjob, an Extreme Wind Photo Series.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen bits and pieces of this one.
Cool.
God. The first one. Oh, God. this is awesome.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I'll look at that later because I'll start laughing.
Anyway.
So there's my pick. Yeah, really, really, really awesome. So, yay. Good job.
So I think that pretty much covers it for this week.
Yeah, nice. So. Quick little episode again. Barrett Podcast of Interterminal Length. So there's plenty of ways to contact us. Let us know what you thought of the Power Hour by voting in our poll on CubsOutLoud.com, which is our website. You could also comment on the blog. We'd like to hear from you. Shoot us an email at CubsOutLoud@gmail.com. Voicemails. We'd love hearing your voice. Remember Jared's voice from a couple weeks back?
Oh, yeah.
We want another one of those. We'd like those voices. Give us a call at 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL-TALK. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/CubsOutLoud, Facebook.com/CubsOutLoud, Google+ at gplus.2/CubsOutLoud. Please pop over to Bruiser. We're everywhere on there. Also, please pop over to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. We really much appreciate it. Please, thank you.
Yeah, Bruiser, where we tend to annoy a handful of people just for fun. Oh, it's so exciting doing that. And where I hold no punches because I don't apologize. But needless to say... You can find me everywhere on the net at TatDude806. Just don't try to find me on A4A because if you ain't local, I ain't interested.
Nice. That's a good way to put it, Ben.
Yeah, if you ain't local, I ain't interested. Or unless you got a frequent flyer miles, you can come down every chance you get on Southwest.
Ooh.
Free drink coupons are good, too.
I am TheaterCub79 on Bruiser and Bear401. I am on Bear 401 for now.
I have a feeling
you're just not paying for it, right?
No, I am not paying for it.
I will never pay for it again.
Hallelujah. Robert.
Okay. And I'm Robbie Bobby on Bruiser. Bear 401 no longer exists as of the 25th of this month.
Yeah. Last month.
No. Oh, I'm getting rid of it. Well, one, I can't afford it. And two, I just, you know, out of the year that I've been on there, I've gotten exactly one date out of it. And that ended badly. thanks to Greg for having at least one site I can say I will never go back there again.
Thanks, Greg. Douchebag.
Anyway, or you can find me at nilmander.wordpress.com, N-I-L-M-A-N-D-I-R, and or at my About Me page, Robert Nilmander Jones.
Yay!
We promise that's not his real middle name.
No, it's not. So, Damon.
Well, I mentioned it earlier. I just decided to put it in the shout-outs. Cincinnati Men's Chorus.
Concerts
next weekend. The song is beautiful. Testimony. Just please, if you get a chance, listen to it. Have a moment. You will have a moment, no matter how rough and tough you think you are. This song speaks volumes to the truth about things getting better, and the beauty of living these lives that we live. So. There you go. And Cincinnati Men's Chorus. Everybody
dance now! Sorry, my finger was over a different button.
I think we've listened to it. I think that's like a good even dozen there, so.
Oh, what the hell? Let's make it a baker's dozen.
Cincinnati Men's Chorus. Everybody dance
now! There we go.
There.
All righty.
So say goodnight, everybody.
In rare form in Friday and whiskey bought us spot, tipsy and tanked and sloppy and cranked. Lotto invisible, then men stingo, messed up, tore up, looped up, boozed up, littered up, banged up, lit up, hooched up, buzzed and jazzed and glazed and bombed, ripped and pissed and blitzed and bombed, sawed and locked and corked and sober, shot and sopped and subtly tober, smashed, trashed, bashed, mashed, buzzy, fuzzy, dizzy, merry, screwed and glowing and nuked and blowing at two. Soaked and jiggered and gone and piffled, juiced and happy and seeing triple.